Quiet, please.
Tonight, our television.
Quiet, please. American Broadcasting Company presents Quiet, Please, which is written and directed by Willis Cooper, and which features Ernest Chappell. Quiet, Please, for today is called The Vale of Glencoe. You go right through Santa Barbara on the coast road. Then 6 miles later at Goleta, 150 branches off to the right, up through Gaviota Pass, named for the seagull that Gaspar de Portolas shot there in 1769. The road leads up through the Santa Ynez Mountains, up to the old mission Santa Ynez. It's been there since 1804. Then they say the cactus in the garden there was planted by old Fray Esteban Tapis himself. Now, the way from Goleta up over the mountains is a very pleasant way. And my mind's eye sees the gray green sycamores along with the rising highway. And the hills above me reach for the blue bowl of the sky. And the hills are pleasant when the winter comes and the rains lay their hands on them, descending from brown to green. I would run to the road in the late winter, in February time, short afternoon. It's a good time to remember them, my friend. It's a good time to remember them. And a girl beside me as we ride along the hill highway to Santa Ynez in an afternoon in February. In 1944, I've had to remember that date. I found it very important. The girl beside me in the car along the road. The innocent, hard-worn road that was first trod by the old Franciscan friars more than 2 centuries ago. The winter green of the hills and the blue of the sky. And an uneasiness hurt in my heart. A premonition of darkness and haunted places half remembered. So that the girl felt the edges of my mood and fell silent. And after a while spoke as the shadows of the grove of sycamores slid along the length of the car and we rode for a moment in the shade.
Tired, Alan?
No. Not tired.
Sad about something?
Well, I don't know what it is. I feel depressed.
Been working too hard at the studio, maybe.
Maybe.
Relax.
I don't seem to be able to relax.
Beautiful afternoon, no worries.
I know.
None of my business, Alan, but could I help, maybe?
I don't know what's the matter with me.
Lonesome for the war?
Probably.
I mean, maybe you feel strange being out of it after all that.
No, I had all I wanted of that.
Want to talk about it? How are the girls out in the South Pacific? Pretty?
I didn't see any.
Well, tell me something. How'd you get enough gas to take a trip like this with an A card?
I'm a wounded hero. I get gas.
I feel a little guilty riding around burning up gas like this.
If you'd seen all the gas wasted that I've seen, it wouldn't bother you.
That's right.
Getting it down?
Oh, no.
Sorry.
Don't mind me. Did you have a good time at the Hollywood canteen last night?
I got stuck in a corner with a radio actress with orchids.
Oh. I spent most of the evening with a little English sailor. It's not English, Scottish. Royal Navy, though.
Talk Scots with him?
About Scotland.
You're Scots, aren't you? Know where you got that name?
My father and mother were born there.
That name?
Iona? Yes, of course. Iona is a Campbell name.
Island or something.
An island. That's right. I remember my father used to tell me about an excursion boat that used to run out to the islands in the Firth of Clyde.
Whatever that is.
The name of the boat was Iona. There was a comedian on it who had a routine about buying the boat. When I was a little girl, I used to go into hysterics when my father told me how his partner would ask him the boat's name, and he'd say, Iona. And the straight man would say, well, keeper, but what's the boat's name?
Iona.
Sure. The right name of the Campbells are coming is Bila Iona Rora.
What's that mean?
I haven't the slightest idea. Aren't you Scottish, too?
MacDonald.
Oh, of course.
All I know about Scotch, though, is I go into Lucy's and ask for Glenlivet, the finest Scotch whiskey in town. Only place in Hollywood you can get it.
See? You're feeling better again.
What?
I said you're feeling better again.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear what you said.
Come on, boy, wake up. Your name is Alan MacDonald, and you're driving a car along California 150, and we're going to see Santa Ynez Mission.
I'm sorry. I was thinking.
About what?
Well, you said something about the Campbells are coming.
The what?
The pipe music.
Pipe? Oh, bagpipes.
Yes.
What about bagpipes?
That's in the dream, too.
Look out, Alan! You're going off the road!
Words of the old man come back to me slowly. The old man in a dream. The sight of kilts. Kilts? No, filibegs of blue and green and black. The ancient pattern of the Campbells. The sound of war pipes, ribbons fluttering from the great black drones of the war pipes, and the skirl of the chanters above the sobs of the women. The sound of men's voices singing above the wails of the women.
The great Argyle, he goes before he makes the cannons and guns to war.
Alan?
I'm all right. What happened?
Darling. You drove right off the road.
I did.
Look at your beautiful car. Are you hurt?
Me? I'm all right.
You sure?
Yeah. You all right? Are you all right?
Just bump my head.
Let me see. Gee.
But look at your car.
I smashed all the...
Now what?
Gee, I'm sorry, Iona. I don't know what happened.
You just seemed to pass out, kind of.
I don't know.
You got out of that hospital too soon, Alan.
I guess I must have.
Well, sit down. There'll be another car along right away.
I better.
Here.
Oh, thanks.
Okay.
I'm awful sorry, Iona.
Think nothing of it.
What'd I do? Just black out?
You just sat there with your eyes turned up. I never saw anything like it.
I'm sorry.
And singing.
Sing?
You said you didn't know anything about Scotch things.
Oh?
Where'd you learn the words to the Campbells are coming?
In the dream, the black rocks, the tortured black rocks and the high crags above, with the mist drifting down the glen and the waters descending and flowing upon the marshy beds where the gillies dig the brown peat from the ground. A place where man was not meant to exist. A place primeval and awful. death haunted and grisly beyond my words. The very path blood soaked and horrible. Flinging back the light of day in the good yellow sunshine, and seeming the very mouth of blackest hell itself. Where shall I, waking, see such desolation, such dismal horror?
It's the very gate of death.
The voice of the old man.
Glencoe.
A tall old man with the white hair.
Glencoe.
The old man, the old fox.
MacDonald of Glencoe.
Going to get dark before long, Ellen.
What time is it?
My watch stopped.
Somebody will be along.
I hope so. You cold? I am.
Put on my coat.
No. No, you're the sick man.
I'm not sick.
Well, you...
I don't know what happened to me, Iona.
Head feel all right?
Of course. My legs are getting stiff. Want to walk a little ways? Somebody will be along.
If you feel strong enough.
Oh, I'm all right.
Help you up.
Thanks.
Which way?
Well, we were going this way. As a matter of fact, I think Las Cruces post office is up the road a piece. Not far.
I've never been up here.
Yeah, I have. Should be somebody there anyway. We can sit down. Maybe use a phone.
Wait for me.
Come on. Those are no shoes to go for a walk in, Iona.
I didn't expect to take a walk, darling.
I'm so sorry.
I'll forget it. Let's step out a little. I'm freezing.
Come on. Don't sing that.
Well, what's the matter?
I don't like it.
What? Sorry.
Thanks.
I'm worried about you, Ellen.
I'm all right.
I know, but...
What?
You're a nice guy.
I... You're a nice girl, Iona.
Thanks, Mac. What about that dream?
Dream?
Nightmare, hmm?
I can't remember, Iona.
Can't?
No.
Won't.
Now, look, little girl, I've been psyched by experts.
I'm not trying to psych you.
Excuse me. A little sensitive, I guess.
Now, stop it.
Well, guy gets his head batted in. You know, all the docs. Is guy okay for sound? You know.
You shouldn't have gone back to the studio so soon after getting out of the hospital.
Yeah, I know, but they need training films, and I'm the guy who knows how to be the big, fat, technical advisor. Only
what?
I don't like to have people looking at me wondering if I got all my buttons or not. You can laugh.
Ah, you're all right, baby.
All right. I go into a trance and drive off the road with my best girl alongside me.
What did you say?
I said I go into a trance.
No. No, the last part of it.
Huh? Well...
About the best girl. That part.
Yeah, I would. Huh?
Could be you meant that, Alan.
You don't think I'm off my rocker a little? Huh?
I sure don't. What do you mean?
Well, if you don't think so, then I meant it.
Alan?
What?
Would you have a kiss for your best girl?
In the dream, the raw red smell of fresh spilled blood and the smell of smoke pouring from the burning houses. In the dream, the blackness of early dawn reddened with the flames from the burning houses. In the dream, the cries of the dying and the women and all the men and the children. In the dream, the voice of the old one the long dead Olron, the chief, the MacDonald of Glencoe.
The winter and the snow deep on the moors. Then came from Edinburgh with the word that all the clans must sign the pledge of loyalty to William before the winter was spent. And the word came to Glencoe after all the others, for they hated the MacDonalds. I hope in the word would be too late, and we could not sign, and the Lowlanders would come and take us. Aye, mind ye, aye, MacIan MacDonald of Glencoe. I braved all the winter snow, and I came to Fort William and said I would sign the paper. And they sent me away to the sheriff of Inverary. And again, through the snow I went, and I set my name to the paper for the sake of all the MacDonalds of Glencoe, that they might not forfeit their lives. And I was content, for they would live, and there would be peace among us all, Hieland and Lowland alike. Aye, and the lambs reeked in peace in the morning again the high, dread rock of the glen.
The voice of the old man, the chief, the old fox in my dream. And in my dream, the wailing of the pipes, the MacDonald pipes, the lament for Glencoe. Southern California before.
Going to storm. So dark. Oh, come on, Alan, let's run. I don't want to get caught in this.
It is thunder, Iona.
What's the matter with you? You've heard guns.
I don't like it.
You're scared. You're scared, honey.
Thunder and lightning always frightened me when I was a kid back east. I guess I never got over it.
You take hold of your best girl, Alan. She'll protect you.
For that, I thank you.
I don't see any lightning, though.
You never see lightning in California.
You California characters.
We're all right.
You're all right. Listen to that.
I wish we had some place to get inside.
I wish you'd have stayed in the car.
It's too far to start back there. Anyway, it'd be just a little uncomfortable standing on its ear in the ditch.
Poor car.
Poor you.
We ought to be getting to that country post office, you said, Las Cruces, wasn't it?
It seems to be farther than I thought.
Sure you know where you are.
Been up here a million times.
Is the road always as bad as this?
It's not so bad when you're driving.
I should have worn my moccasins.
Why?
I keep falling into the ruts with these high heels.
Maybe there'll be somebody at Las Cruces and we can get a cup of coffee or something.
Matt, are you cold, too?
That breeze is fresh.
Wait till the rain starts. You get good and cold then.
We'll stop under a tree and build a fire.
What tree?
Why? You see what you mean. Trees everywhere except where we are. When it rains.
Oh.
What's the matter?
I'm not used to walking.
Want to rest?
No, we'd better get along. The rain will hit any minute.
It's dark. Say, maybe it's night coming on.
No, it's 2 o'clock just as we came up the hill at Goleta. It's about 4 now. Ouch!
What? Oh,
I stepped into another one of those darn ruts.
Ruts?
I told you, my high heels.
Oh, I heard you the first time. I thought you were kidding.
Kidding?
No ruts in a concrete road.
Concrete? Where's concrete?
Why? Hey.
Don't you know where you are?
Where'd we get off the main road?
Isn't it?
We must get off it somewhere.
But this is a wagon road, a dirt road.
Oh, how do you like that? You and me, we're lost.
Oh, no, Alan.
Maybe I've really fixed you up today, haven't I?
Wait.
What?
Listen. thought...
Wait.
No.
I guess not.
What did it sound like to you?
What did it sound like to you?
I thought it was the sound of pipes.
The sound of MacDonald Coronacaboon the Brace.
Why, Alan, you sounded just like a real Scotsman when you said that.
The Coronach of my dreams. The old sorrowful wail of the pipes in the dim darkness echoing through the grim gates of the Vale of Glencoe, sorrowing for the MacDonalds who died. And the voice of the old leader, old MacIan, the old fox, as he told his dreadful tale in my dream.
And I have set my name to the paper, as I said to you, young MacDonald. And our people had, I thought, the protection of the crown. And we were to be left to dwell in peace among the crags of Duckling Glencoe. But there are aye many that hate the MacDonalds and would see us all dead in our graves. And they are the ains that took counsel among themselves to plot our doom and destruction. For I, MacIan, the old fox, I had outfoxed the enemies of the MacDonalds by signing their oath. And I'll say to you that I meant to keep it, though all the MacDonalds have been liegemen to James and his line. But now, William the Dutchman rules, and Jamie's fled. Thus, there was one Dalrymple in Edinburgh, and when he examined the paper, it seems that the name of MacIan MacDonald of Glencoe had been expunged for the paper, so that we were still held traitors, though we knew it not. So, when the soldiers of the Duke of Argyll's regiment came to Glencoe, and Campbell of Glenlyon leading them, we welcomed them and took them into our hames and treated them as honored guests. Aye, every man of them was a Campbell, and their pipes be forever roaring out the chant about the great Argyll. And when the MacDonald pipes skirled, oh, it was only the old reels and the Strathspeys. And the MacDonald Peabrook was never heard for the roaring of the Campbell war pipes in the glen. And the dismal black crags of the glen gave back the sound of Bella Iona Rora to MacDonald's ears.
Close to me, darling.
Lightning.
I saw it.
Did you see? Great, high, dismal black rocks I saw, Alan. Great, horrible, jagged crags and a stream splashing down among them. Oh, Alan.
I saw it.
Alan, where are we?
We're lost.
Alan, listen. I do hear it. I do hear the pipe. Alan? Alan?
In the darkness, in the lightning-splashed darkness and the rain and the mist, many things are revealed. The Coronach of the MacDonalds, the sobbing, sorrowful music from the blackened crags, all is now clear to me. The dream returns to me, and it is morning of a February day 2.5 centuries ago in the Vale of Glencoe. And I see the soldiers of the Campbells in the gray of the early dawn as they grope their several ways to the homes where they've been honored guests. And the glint of little lights on the naked claymore blades bodes ill for the MacDonalds. A child laughs and calls to the companion of yesterday. The claymore slashes down at him and the massacre has begun. The Campbells are everywhere, slashing, burning, shooting down the helpless ones who yesterday bade them welcome at their firesides. Put all to the sword that none may escape, the secret order said to them. And the Campbells did well their work. And this is the dream I could not remember. save for the old man, the old fox, that fell, the last of them all, beside his hearth that morning in Glencoe. In my dream, I heard his dying words, "Cursed be ye all." And the claymore of the candle struck him fair between the eyes, an unarmed man. But still in the dream, his voice went on.
"You are a MacDonald. Never forget it. Never forget that the MacDonalds of Glencoe shall be revenged against the Campbells. Never shall one of the name of Campbell enter the dark, the blood-haunted vale of Glencoe. Never, never, never. And when ye hear the coronet of the MacDonalds, remember..."
Somebody coming.
No.
Yes.
Oh.
See him? See him in the lightning flash?
Wait. It's the man with the bagpipe. What him?
Wait, Iona. Hey!
An old Scotsman that lives.
Come on. Let's go talk to him. Maybe he...
Wait for me.
Hey, friend. Watch your step, Iona.
He scares me. Ask him where we are and... Let's get out of here.
Excuse me, sir. Would you mind telling us where we are? I smashed my car and we... I guess we got lost.
You didn't ken where you are then, MacDonald?
Why, how did you... I've heard that.
You've had my voice. I am MacIan MacDonald.
In my dream.
Welcome him, MacDonald. You're in the Vale of Glencoe.
Glencoe?
Welcome him. You and your lady.
Alan.
Wait, Iona.
Iona?
I am Iona Campbell.
On a February morning in 1694... the Campbells marched away from Glencoe in Inverlochy, and not a MacDonald was left living. On a February day, 250 years after, they found me sitting beside the body of Iona Campbell under a sycamore tree 2 miles from Las Cruces. There is no place in all that mountain region that remotely resembles the Vale of Glencoe, where no Campbell may enter and live. Goodbye.
Story you have just heard is The Vale of Glencoe. It was written and directed by Willis Cooper, and the man who spoke to you was Ernest Chappell.
And J. Pat O'Malley was MacIan MacDonald. Helen Choate played Iona. Music for Quiet Please, as usual, is by Albert Berman. The pipe music was by Pipe Major James Petrie. Now for a word about next week, our writer-director, Willis Cooper.
Thank you for listening to Quiet Please. For next week, I have a story for you about black, or at least dark gray, magic. It's called As in a Glass Darkly.
And so, until next week at the same time, I am quietly yours, Ernest Chappell.